Why water baptism, part 29. I'm Professor Hannes de Rettinghuis from the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. If you require any of the books which I've written or have any questions, please feel free to contact us at 0722-367-124. That's plus 27 international code, of course. That's our WhatsApp number. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters. If this is the first time that you are participating in the study, why water baptism, I urge you to go to part 1 because you have lost quite a bit of information and start from the beginning. Otherwise, you are going to battle to pick it up where we are right now. It's very important to subscribe to the channel. You're able to receive the notification of all the other studies. It's free. There are different English studies that we are currently busy as well. Share this link with your friends, family. Please make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready while we participate in the study. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are most welcome. Why water baptism? It's the theme of our study, the spiritual funeral. And the heading for today, we are still continuing where we stopped yesterday. My people shall know my name. Now, yeah. Yesterday we looked at Isaiah 52 verse 6. Now, today we're going to look at Isaiah 42 verse 8. Isaiah 42 verse 8. My people shall know my name. And not only in the time of the Israelites, but also today in this modern age where we are living in. It says, I am Yahweh Almighty. I'm who? I am Yahweh Almighty. That is my name. Look at my small letter, name small. Make it a capital letters. That is my name. And my glory, my the M, capital glory, capital letter. And my glory will I not give to any other. And my glory will I not give to another. Neither my praise, my capital letter, to graven images. I will not give my praise to graven images. With other words, statues. Bible gods, pagan gods, is continuing. My people shall know my name. My people. We're living in a time where the Bible says it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that will enter the kingdom of heaven. Although Lord is a pagan name. Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. Go read it. It's a pagan name. So I am Yahweh Almighty. That is my name. What is his name? It's not Lord. I think in the 1611 he says Lord. L-O-R-D. Or in capital letters. Lord. Lord only came to in existence in the 13th century. Before that it was Kyrios and Theos in the Greek, as from 100 to 127 AY up to the 13th century when the name was changed to Lord, L-O-R-D, all capital letters later on to one capital letter, O-R-D. I am Yahweh Almighty. That is my name. That is my name. And my glory I will give to another. And my glory I will not give to another. He won't share it. And that's why I'm so excited in this modern age that we're living in. that through the Ruach HaKodesh, through the Ruach HaKodesh, that Yahweh is revealing His name. In the time, right now, He's busy in this study, He's busy revealing His name. And that's why it's so important, if you haven't followed the study, what is your God's name, to do it. Because there's information there that will knock you right off your feet. He's not prepared to share His praises with any concrete god or wooden god or bronze god or whatever you want to make Him, plaster of Paris god, you go, whatever material you want to use. He's not to share His praises. He says in verse 9, "Behold, the former things are come to pass." Behold, the former things are come to pass. "And new things do I declare." Yahweh says He's declaring new things in this modern age. In the time of Israel, in the life of Isaiah, today He says He's making new things. "I'm declaring new things." It's not new things, it's old things. But through Bible translations and reviews, they made the Bible so corrupt that if you don't know where to look, you will think it's all kosher. He says, "Behold, my former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. The I is Yahweh Almighty. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Before it happens, I will tell you of it. And this is what was actually to me was a massive problem. When I was 59 years old and this revelation message came to me, I could not accept that for 59 years of my life, I worship in Babylonian names. That I could not accept. It was the hardest thing for me to do, is to grasp that I was praying in the wrong names, that I was worshipping in the wrong names, Babylonian names. That I would not accept it. And that's why I cursed Uncle Thijs. That is the person who brought this revelation word to me. And to Pastor Rika. I would just not accept it. I couldn't believe that I would have been wrong for 59 years of my life. And I basically grew up in the Word. I was 9 months old or 10 months old when my father got saved. And he was a student of the Word. He loved the Word. Since my age of 11, I stopped participating in asking questions when he was busy with Bible study. And from 13 years old, I was involved in the Word. 15 years old, I repent. 17 years old, I start to preach with my friends on open air meetings, testifying. In those years, we couldn't preach immediately. We still start testifying. As time went on, we start preaching with my friend Pastor Renus Pretorius, who was about 5 years older than myself. So, all my life, and throughout my life, it was too difficult to absorb, to grasp. Was it a waste? The question I need to ask here, do you think it was a waste of time? A waste of our lives, 59 years of our lives? No, it wasn't. Up till today, it's 56 years that I'm busy with studies and research work in the eschatology, especially that's why I'm an eschatologist. And I've written 26 books, thick books, A4 and A5 books, especially on the eschatology. Most of them, unfortunately, is in Afrikaans, my native language. But there is some, especially the two keys to the book of Revelations, nearly 800 pages A4 book. I would say, not because I've written it, the best in the world. It does not have equivalent. 25, 30 years of my life. 35 years of my life in it. When I look at what has happened in the time that we prayed in the name of Jesus Christ and Lord and God and Yahweh, miracles happened. Why would it have happened? If we were then so sure that, or today that we are so sure that only the name Yahushua, the Bible says there is no name given in heaven or earth by which you can be saved. The name Yahushua. Now what about my father, who was a student of the word up till the day that he died? But he never knew the name Yahweh or Yahushua, the Ruach HaKodesh. They're going to be part of the audience, of the guest in the marriage feast, when the bride will be married to the bridegroom in paradise, the third evening. We did what we did the best with the best we knew. Do you understand what I'm saying? We did the best to the best of our abilities in the names that we knew best. And you know, I always said it's the onus can never be on me or my father or the next person, because we have not written the Bibles. We have not translated the Bibles. We did not have any insight in the reviewing of any Bibles. So it's upon the people who did that. We worked with what we knew. The Bible says that we will know partly, that there will come a time when He will reveal Himself unto us in full. And when this time came where Yahweh through His Ruach HaKodesh would reveal His word and these scriptures, especially about the name, "My people shall know My name." Isaiah 42 verse 8 and 9. When He says, "I'm Yahweh, that is My name, and My glory I will give to no other." It took time to sink in. But once it hit the bottom, it just explodes. And that's why even today when I will deal with people, other people, and they will sort of being a hassle, they don't want to convert, they don't want to immediately give an ear, and they don't want to accept. I realize I was there. When they ask certain questions, I can answer them. I was there. I know what they're going through. That's why there's a chorus that says, just keep on praying till day breaks through. There will come a time when He will let the light break through. And once that light breaks, and you understand this revelation words, you will grip it with both your hands, and you will hold it dearly to you, because it's revelation word. This is nothing else than revelation word. Hallelujah. Behold, the former things are come to pass, verse 9, and new things do I declare. Before thy spring forth, I tell you of them. He told us. And this last verse, verse 9, actually says to me that before the coming of Yahushua, Then look what he says. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Before the end of time, before the coming of Yahushua, the parousia for his bride, before that will happen, where he will draw us away in glorified bodies. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58. Before we were changed from mortal to immortality, we'll meet him in the air. Before that will happen, he will reveal himself unto the bride of Yahushua. We are born again through the blood of Yahushua, in the name of Yahushua. That's how you become a Yahfist. It's not a Yahfist is not something that you inherit. The title Yahfist you can't buy. It is something that you need to do and do it right. First you need to repent. Then you need to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin. Thereafter you need to walk in holiness the rest of your life. Then when you die, you will be reckoned as a Yahfist. In this time of walking the life in holiness, we declare that we are Yahfist through the blood of Yahushua. We are actually binding ourselves to him through new birth. John 3 verse 1. Verse 1 to 11. Till tomorrow morning, if Yahweh tarries to come, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.